Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Happy Tuesday, everybody. We have Penn State Bucknell completely covered tonight. Doug Birdsong will have his great broadcast on Eagle 107 this evening. And, of course, you'll hear the Penn State broadcast on News Radio 1070 WKOK with Dick Girardi and me. So that is tonight in the Jordan Center, the 104th meeting between Penn State and Bucknell. 104. Wow. Actually, a few years ago, I'll tell you, it was actually fun for me to do a game in Soica. This is a series that in recent years has been dominated by Bucknell coming here to play Penn State. I thought it was really neat that Penn State went to Bucknell and played there. And I've had the privilege of doing a game in Soica. It was a great atmosphere. Really enjoyed it. It was a Friday after Thanksgiving. And it was a really good game. Well played. DJ Newbill played for Penn State, played well that day. Penn State won the game. But it was a lot of fun to do a game there. So hopefully at some point maybe Penn State will get back there. Looking forward to that day, but we'll look forward to tonight. I'll talk a moment about this game. It's interesting how you teaching class gives me some insight at times into how young people and how people think. It also gives you the opportunity for teaching moments. So let's get to Monday's class. In Monday's class, it was brought up about Penn State, Ohio State, and how consumed I would be in getting ready for the game. And I said, I'll do what I always do. I don't change because it's a big game. I don't change. In a lot of ways, it's far more difficult to get ready for Idaho, a team I don't see, versus Ohio State, where I can rattle off the top of my head their players and their numbers because I see them every year. Maybe a guy changes a number, but for the most part, they don't. So, I mean, even without looking at it, Olave 17, and two is Dobbins, and Teague is 33. And, you can go through all of them, and you can rattle them off with complete ease because I see them every year. Then I flipped it to Bucknell. I said, the next game I'm doing is Bucknell. Same story. I prepare exactly the same way for Bucknell as I do Michigan State. I told the class it would be an incredible disservice to the audience. I said, and an incredible disservice to Patrick Chambers and Penn State basketball if I just went in there with a couple of rosters and said, here we go, I'm going to do the game tonight because I'm all consumed about doing Ohio State on Saturday. And I told the class, I said, that's not how it works. I said, for 3 hours, the audience expects you to be totally invested in what you're doing to give them the best shot at seeing the game through your eyes. So it is a big week? Yeah. That'll be at the end of the week. I'll get there. But between now and then, the story is Bucknell tonight. Now, we're obviously going to talk a lot about Ohio State and Penn State. We'll have James Franklin's press conference coming up today, at least the first part of it. You know, we've got that. Neil Coulong today. This is where Sean jumps in and makes sure I'm on track with the show. Kevin Reichert is on today. Well, we'll the publisher of BallparkDigest.com, right?
Well, I'll have Kevin tomorrow.
Oh, you got Kevin's on tomorrow.
Okay. Yes.
He's on tomorrow.
Yeah, I know about a month ago you had brought this up very briefly on the show, and I know this is something you've been looking forward to dive into, and it's starting to create waves across the country. Other media outlets have been picking it up, from the New York Times to the TV stations in Wilkes-Barre, but we mentioned it here a month ago.
With all due respect to the Saturday Daily Times, they run this story today. Now, it does tell you the impact still of newspapers. Saturday Daily Times runs the story today. Now, people come and go, what's the deal with the spikes? I looked at it, was like, said, no offense. I said, the story's a month old. I said, we talked about this a month ago. What? Okay. I mean, I realize you can't listen to the show every day. I got it. I said, but we talked about this 4 weeks ago. I said, they took the entire postseason off on negotiations, and they're just starting back with the negotiations now. And people are like, really? I said, yeah, really. I said, just because somebody's late to the party doesn't mean that, it's like, no, we talked about this a long time ago.
But for those who did not catch it here, there is a proposal from Major League Baseball. They want to eliminate over 40 minor league teams.
Now, 42.
42 to be specific, and that does include on the list teams in Binghamton, Williamsport, and State College. But we had a chance to
No, that's not quite correct.
Okay.
Okay. What
steer me in the right direction.
Okay. What they want to do is they want to eliminate short season baseball, which means the New York Penn League. Right, Binghamton, which is a double-A team, under this proposal would lose its team because the Mets want to keep their Brooklyn affiliate. So they would make them the double-A team. See what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Okay, so it would be the New York Penn League that would be among those eliminated. The Northwest League, which is also a short-season league, would transition to full season. And they want to move the draft back. So there's a number of issues here. And we'll get into it tomorrow with Kevin. But it's facilities come into play here. And that's a big part of this. So when you look at the New York Penn League, for example, Batavia, Auburn, Vermont. Okay, those facilities do not meet the standard Major League Baseball wants. State College does. That's one of the reasons when I've talked to John Mozeliak, the general manager of the St. Louis Cardinals, and I think the last time I talked to John was, it was in August I talked to him. They love having an affiliate here because they say it gives their players that Major League feeling in a minor league ballpark. See, that's going to play a role in this, Sean. So it's actually the league they want to eliminate. The New York Penn League, the Appalachian League, the Pioneer League. So there's a lot to it. I can't wait to hear what Kevin Reichert has to say about this.
We've reached out to a bunch of different baseball people. Kevin is the publisher of BallparkDigest.com. And we heard back from Kevin rather quickly this morning, so we thought we would lock that in, and we'll have that for you tomorrow.
Uh-oh. The King is not doing well.
How about it? The surge. It's officially, the surge is on.
Game on.
Game on. It is on like bing bong, Jack. It sure is. After a 6-1 week, yours truly, you went 5-2 and the King went 4-3. You have taken the lead, Stefano, in the picks. You now lead Kevin by one. And I am now only three behind. About a month ago, I was like 8 or 9 behind. So
I'd be more, if I hadn't had oral surgery this morning for an hour and 15 minutes, I'd be more excited. And the guy did an awesome job, by the way. But still, it's like, I'm really enjoying this.
No, I remember you told me about this about a month or so ago. It's something you needed to get squared away because, hey, we need to, on game day, we need to hear you speak, my friend. And it should not be a physical challenge on your part.
Yeah.
It should not be cumbersome.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be okay here. Yeah. So I got one more to go on December 3rd. But today sets me up to do that. But I was sitting here for a long time. They kept changing drills. I'm like, oh.
Ooh.
I'm making jokes.
I thought you only needed one drill, Doc. It's like, what?
Okay. So I set up dinner for Friday night.
Oh, it's your turn. That's right.
It's my turn.
Okay.
So I set it up at High Park Prime Steakhouse.
Very nice.
Okay. Yes.
Yes. No messing around here.
So I texted Jack, High Park Prime Steakhouse, reservation set for 6 Friday evening, steak and seafood. I will stay after to help with dishes. So I get a text back from Jack. Great news, Steve. I'm off whole food plant-based. Now on a Kobe beef diet. Can't wait.
Timing is everything.
I texted him back. Darn it.
Trips like these, it's why we keep the band together.
Oh, yeah. Right. I said, oh, great. I said, you took it. I said, now we went to Murray's in Minneapolis, and Jack paid. And, you know, I said, can I order a salad? So I said, all right, don't worry about it. I said, I'll pick up the check at the next one. I said, how does everybody feel about Sonic?
How many cars are we taking? How cold is it going to be?
I said, just roll the windows up.
So our happy hour starts at 8. So, half price shakes, baby.
Yeah. So I said to Jack, I said, McGloin does the London thing and you take us out to dinner. I said, now the pro football player, the one that's actually playing, is coming back and I'm sure he's going to treat this like training table.
He's got a protein quota.
All right, we'll take a break. Back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Can you help us with our insurance?
From in there?
Oh, the cage? I've been with this provider for years.
Let's find a trusted choice independent agent.
Trusted choice?
Many insurance agents are held captive by one provider, but a trusted choice independent agent has the freedom of choice. They can shop multiple providers on your behalf to find the coverage options and prices right for you.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. Are you trapped by one company's rates? Call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855.
The Penn State Nittany Lions play on WKOK.
Touchdown, Penn State! The Nittany Lions take the lead!
Penn State football is sponsored by Murray Motor Chevrolet, Earth Energy Innovations, Regisseur Chevrolet, First National Insurance, Sealands Grove Ford, Mart's Game Farm, Purdy Insurance Agency. The Nittany Lions go to the Horseshoe to take on Ohio State Saturday. Kickoff is set for noon. We're on beginning at 10:30 on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. Well, great to have you with us on the show today. Penn State Bucknell tonight, Eagle 107 with Doug's outstanding broadcast. And here on News Radio 1070 WKOK with the Penn State Sports Network broadcast. And we'll have that for you. Now, when does Shikellamy basketball get going? Do we know?
I believe December 6th. I want to say Friday the 6th.
Friday? Good. Okay. And Kevin and the Chief will have that. I just like how we go about our business here. You know, where we cover local teams. That's why I thought that roundtable we did was so important. I know we did back-to-back days with roundtables, but I thought that was so important to do because you can tell the passion in our area.
And one of our fans of the show and Facebook friend, Keith Mull, the great comment of the high school football special roundtable we did. Thank you, Keith. Appreciate you listening.
Absolutely, Keith. Thank you for the kind words. Appreciate that. But it's fans are passionate about it, and that's important. That's why we, you know, we go about our business the way we do because of that. You know, it's why every Thursday we preview the games that we're airing. Because I felt years ago, I mean, I say this with all due respect, so I'm not kidding around with Kevin here on this one. That was actually my idea to do it. And the reason I wanted to do it is because I thought it was important to connect with local fans because they care about high school football. So that's why I wanted to do the roundtable. Now, I'd like at some point to get Greg Wetzel's thoughts on some of the things we talked about, because you know how much I really respect Greg. So maybe we ought to get Greg in as a guest. Maybe he and the Chief, Dave Ritchie, together and talk about this. Maybe even, I don't know if Zach can show up or not.
Yeah, we'd also reach back out to former Seals head coach Dave Hess, who did a fantastic job his first year as analyst over on Eagle 107 with Pat O'Brien.
Yeah, Dave Hess. I mean, and go over some of the same ground just with three other people.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah,
you know, I thought Justin and Kevin, and Todd did a great job. I just want to, again, get three other perspectives. That's all. Because I think it's important to our area that we continue to deliver that to the audience. I just think it's that important. To our area. So that's one of the reasons why I want to do it.
Yep, Shikellamy basketball starts the weekend of December 6th and 7th. They're going to be hosting the Macy Meneer Memorial Tip-Off Tournament. Shikellamy taking part along with Wyomissing, Midwest, and Line Mountain. Shikellamy, Line Mountain. That'll be their first game of the season Friday night the 6th. Of course, here on
that's
WKOK.
Great. That's great.
Yes.
That's great. It'll be another great season with Kevin and Dave doing that. They're an outstanding team. They do a fabulous job, just like they do in football.
And, of course, Steve Williams will be back for another year of wrestling. Shikellamy State College will kick off the season on December 11th from State College.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Is that the same night as our holiday? No, our holiday party is when?
That's the 5th. The 5th. So 2 weeks from this Thursday.
I'm trying to think who's busy that night.
I did not schedule it that night. I was not in charge of the calendar. Had I did, I would have said, hey, why don't we have it this year at Permane's? I don't know if the reaction would have been kind of lukewarm on that.
I think it was done deliberately.
Let's get this investigated and to get to the bottom as to how that became the locked-in
date.
Well,
the problem was too many people said they had fun last year.
Ah, is that it?
And you know who can't handle that.
Oh, come on. Mr. Fun himself.
Are you sure about that?
The two-time College Bowl Pick'em champion on this show.
No, it's like 4 years in a row.
That's why I said two.
Oh, you people are awful.
See if his head's on the swivel.
Yeah.
Mr. One for the thumb.
Yeah, except it's not thumbs up.
Oop, wrong finger.
No. All right, so... Next half hour, James Franklin's press conference here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. We're brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 at 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Great to have you with us on the show today. Neil Coulong in the next half hour. Penn State Bucknell tonight. Dud Birdsong with his great broadcast on Eagle 107 this evening. And on the Penn State Sports Network, we'll also have it for you tonight. 6 o'clock the airtime, 6:30 will be the tip-off at the Bryce Jordan Center, the 104th meeting between the two. Then on Saturday, Penn State and Columbus to take on Ohio State. It'll be a heavyweight fight between the two. Earlier today, James Franklin met with the media.
Getting into Ohio State, obviously, Ryan Day has done a great job. Excited about the matchup. We've obviously had great games. The last three matchups have been decided by you're really talking 5 points. 5 points. And then if you go all the way back to even 2014, the year that they won the national championship, our first year, took them to double overtime, if I remember correctly. So, we've had a lot of competition with these guys. We've played them probably as well as anybody over that period of time. But obviously, not good enough. We got to take the next step. So, but I've known Ryan for a long time. We got a lot of respect for Ryan. I think he's doing a really good job. Happy for him. Kevin Wilson, the offensive coordinator, although Ryan Day calls the offense, Kevin has got the title, and obviously Kevin's got a tremendous amount of experience as a head coach in this conference, as an offensive coordinator in multiple different conferences, and very, very respected as a football guy. Scheme, they're predominantly 11 personnel team, probably about 75% of the time. They'll also mix in some 12 personnel, and then they get in multiple different formations to run, whether it's zone read or their stretch read, both weak and strong, and then, some of the split flow zone. They thrive on explosive plays at the quarterback position, in the passing game. Obviously, the running back is having a tremendous year at the tight ends as well, but they are explosive, as explosive as any offense in the country. Been impressed with their offensive tackle, Thayer Munford, who we recruited, is really playing well for them. Justin Fields, who we know extremely well, is doing great for them. His touchdown to interception ratio is really impressive, obviously. J.K. Dobbins, we recruited him as well. Very, very impressed with him and what he's been able to do this year and really over his career. And then their wide receiver number 17, Chris Olave, is doing a really good job as well. There's a number of guys, obviously, whenever you point out a few guys, there's other guys that you could mention too. And then on defense, they got co-coordinators in Greg Madison, who's been doing it for 43 years and been very successful both in the NFL and in college. And then Jeff Hafley as well, known Jeff, for a long time, and has had a really good career. And obviously those two guys have made a significant impact for them defensively this year. They're a base four down front. We know Coach Johnson does a great job with their D-line, and that continues to be the case this year. Their D-line sets the tone for their whole defense. Where they are different is they're predominantly a middle-of-the-field-closed defense this year. They're going to have a safety in the middle of the field almost all the time, which is somewhat unusual now in college football. But they're going to play some variations of one high, whether it's cover three, whether it's cover one, whether it's pressure, whether it's man pressure, whether it's zone pressure. They do a really good job of disguising it. It all starts out kind of looking the same, and then they allow those guys to play fast. Obviously, Chase Young is back just in time for good old Penn State. And obviously very impressed with him. I've known Chase Know his uncle. I've known Chase for a long time. Obviously, is as impressive as a player on tape in the country. You know, before the games he missed, you know, people were talking about him for the Heisman and things like that. So he jumps off the tape at you. And then, you know, we've been impressed with number 39, Malik Harrison, their linebacker, as well as their corner number one, Jeffrey Aduka. But again, there's a bunch of guys that you could point out. So it's hard signaling out a few guys. And then on special teams, Matt Barnes has done a nice job. They've been good on special teams for a long way. He's kind of taken over. They continue to play a similar style on special teams. Matt was with Tyler Bowen at the University of Maryland a few years ago and is doing a good job. And guys that jump out to you is their kicker, number 95, Blake Hallbeal, if I'm saying his name correct. If not, I apologize. Running back number 30, DeMario McCall, that they use in the return game. And then also wide receiver number 17 that we already talked about, Chris Olave, and then Seven Banks, number 12. Those are the guys that jump out to you on film. So obviously great challenge going on the road in a venue that holds over 100,000. We obviously know the home field advantage that comes, you know, from those type of environments. Probably the most talented roster, you know, we've watched on tape, you know, definitely this year, maybe since we've been here. And it's going to be a great challenge. I know our guys are excited about it. You know, practice today will be important, and then I'll get a chance to visit with you guys tomorrow after practice as well, and have a better idea of how we've looked. But I know our guys are excited about it, and you know, I know our coaching staff's excited about it, and we're going to have to go in and play well on the road against a really good ranked opponent.
Start with Rich Scarcella, Reading Eagle.
Good afternoon, James. How are you?
Good, Rich. How are you?
I'm good. James, about an hour ago, Sean Clifford told us that he received death threats after the Minnesota game. And I was just wondering, did he tell you, were the authorities contacted? And what does that say about fans and social media in general?
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to get into a whole lot of it, but yeah, I was involved in it. You know, I would hope I'm involved in any of these types of things where our players need support, and then we make sure they get the right type of support. But yeah, I mean, you know, I was trying to be, and I probably, my wife told me I wasn't so subtle after the game, but when I was thanking the positive, loyal fans, that's what I was trying to do a little bit. I don't know. I don't know where we are as a society. It's concerning. You know, we're 9-1. We're ranked, you know, in the top 10, I think. I've had a pretty good year based on most people's standards. And sometimes you go on social media and you wouldn't feel that way. And the fact that our players are having to deal with stuff like this, I remember, I think before I got here, we had a little bit of an issue with Sam Ficken. And I see it. It's not just our fan base. It's all over. I think a little bit of going to this playoff model that we're in now, I think has had an impact on it a little bit. I think the fact that everybody kind of has a voice and everybody has the ability to contact others, you know, it's concerning. But, you know, I don't know if I necessarily have the answers, but it's concerning, and you see it everywhere, you know. And we laugh about it, you know, and not this incident, but, you know, I think, you know, the Eagles won the Super Bowl, and the next game at halftime they're getting booed. And we laugh about those types of things, but I don't know. I just, you know, I don't know if I have an answer for it, but it's troubling. There's no doubt about it. It's troubling. I think it's concerning for all of us, and I think that's sometimes where, you know, where I maybe get upset sometimes, and maybe I shouldn't, and ask you guys some questions. But that's kind of where these things are coming from. I know the power that you guys have, and I don't want you guys to take it the wrong way. I'm just saying that's kind of where we are right now. Things get extreme. You hate to see it, but the sad thing, it's a part of our reality of our society right now. You see that in a lot of areas. And the last thing I want to do is get into other things besides football right now. But you see a lot of things that are behaviors in our society now that we accept that I don't know why we're accepting. You see some things from a violence perspective. You see some things that people in positions of how they're conducting themselves. Just a lot of things that we're accepting in our society that we would never have accepted before. The things that parents have to worry about kids going to school, elementary schools, and it's just concerning. So obviously football is just a very, very small piece, but I do think it's a microcosm of a lot of other issues that show up in our society, and I'm not sure why we accept it, or I'm not sure why we think it's okay, whether you've had 14 Budweisers or not. I don't see why it's okay or acceptable.
Derek LaVarce, Wilkes-Barre Times Leader.
Hi, James. How are you today?
Hey, Derek.
James, how early in the recruiting process did Justin Fields come on your radar, and what were your first impressions of him from his film and then from meeting him in person?
Yeah, obviously we were involved with him early and, had a significant relationship for a long time. Obviously very talented guy. In terms of you come up with your list of things that you're looking for in terms of characteristics, height, weight, speed, intelligence, release, accuracy, touchdown to interception ratio, win-loss percentage, all the things we look at when we're evaluating and studying quarterbacks, watching them in games, watching them in practice, watching them throw live. He checked a lot of boxes. And based on what I'm seeing on film right now, I think we were right. It's pretty good.
Mark Wilgenrich, Allentown Morning Call.
What is your sense this week regarding KJ Hamler's availability for Saturday?
Yeah, like I said last week after the game, we're hopeful. Obviously, we won't know. There's medical policies and procedures that we go through, and we got to go through a series of steps and things like that. But we were hopeful after the game. I still remain hopeful, but those decisions, I don't make. I won't make them now, and I never have. Since I've been at Penn State, so. We'll wait and see, but we were hopeful after the game. I still remain hopeful. But again, the medical professionals will make those decisions.
Frank Bodani, Rookie of the Record.
Hi, James. Good afternoon.
Hey, Frank. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, thanks. Ohio State will be your third straight opponent that's exceptional at throwing the football. What do you see as maybe the biggest issue or struggle you guys have had with Minnesota and Indiana in terms of pass defense?
Yep. Yeah, I think, to your first part of your statement there, yeah, I think, you look at, our four game stretch or whatever it's been, I don't know if there's a, if anybody's looked at this, but I don't know if there's been another team in the country that's played a four game stretch like this. I think we've had the fourth toughest schedule in college football. This is obviously another challenge and a team that throws the ball extremely well. A couple things, obviously, first of all, you got to give Minnesota and Indiana credit. Really good job at the quarterback position, really good job from a scheme perspective and from a talent perspective. Obviously, all those things will be heightened this week. There's no doubt about that. But also, we haven't helped ourselves. I mean, there's been some times where we've blown coverages. The reality is that happens with everybody. We've been unfortunate the times we've blown coverage. we've gotten burned. We've gotten caught for it. We have to eliminate those things as coaches. We got to eliminate those things as players. And you got to give those guys credit for being able to take advantage of it. You know, when we did, obviously, critical times magnifies it as well. But those things have showed up. There's no doubt about it. And it's a trickle-down effect. You know, you may have a linebacker that misaligns, which affects the safety, which now affects the corner. You know, one issue impacts the other, and vice versa. So, you know, that's what this week of preparation is about. We're going to have to match their confidence on Saturday, and we're going to have to match their playmaking ability. That's going to be critical.
Joe Giuliano, Philadelphia Inquirer.
Hi, James.
Hey, Joe. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
Good. Yeah, really good.
Good. You've talked often about the importance of fundamentals and taking care of the little things. And I was just wondering how you feel that's gone this season, being 9-1. Do you feel like you're doing the little things better? And how important, obviously, is that on Saturday against a skilled team like Ohio State?
Yeah, I think overall, if you went from game one to this point, I think yes. You know, we've done a good job of that. Obviously, there's been some points where it has jumped out in certain games. But again, I think if you look at it overall, good. I mean, you look at last game, we had one penalty in the game, you know, and played pretty clean from an assignment standpoint. But we had a couple that were critical errors that jump out at you. So there's no doubt about it. But again, you can't allow one or two critical errors to taint you as a head coach in where we're really at. But there's no doubt about it. We got to fix those things. But yeah, I mean, we had one penalty in the game. You know, even that one is kind of an interesting call. You know, what I like is each week I turn into penalties, and you know, more than anything, I want to make sure that I clearly understand the rules the way I understand them, so that I can have the discussions with the staff and make sure we're all on the same page on how the rules are enforced or interpreted, and then do the same thing with the players. So on that pass play, for you to get called for grounding, you have to be conserving time or conserving yardage. So if they feel like you threw it away because you were under duress, or were trying to conserve time, then it's a flag. It's a total judgment call. And I actually agreed with it during the game because there was no one there. Now, it was an option route. Sean was expecting a post. The receiver ran a corner. Where I disagree is I don't think he was under duress in the pocket. So I'm telling that story because I think, you know, that's an example of the discipline. But the discipline is also being in the gap you're supposed to be in the run game, you know, being in coverage where you're supposed to be if you're a half field responsibility or whatever it may be, or man coverage on number two or number three. It's making sure in the run game when we're going on a combination block that the entire O-line and tight ends is coordinated, so our double teams are going to the right people, so we don't have two different double teams going to the same linebacker and leave a linebacker unblocked. That's discipline as well, all those communication things that are going on. So I think overall good, but we've had one or two mistakes per game that we got to get cleaned up. And obviously the better opponent you play and the more talented they are and things like that, it magnifies. There's less room for those types of errors. So that's what this week needs to be about.
James Franklin, his press conference today. We'll come back with more in a moment. Neil Coulong next half hour as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years. All right, great to have you with us on the show today. Penn State, Ohio State plays Saturday, noon, 10:30 will be the airtime. Once again, the usual hand-wringing over noon. It's amazing how certain things I don't even think about or care about. And I'm like, oh, really at noon. Like, all right, so what? I don't care what time they play. I don't know why I don't even think about such things. I don't know. Believe me, I've been there for all the noon games. I've been there for all of them. So I'm not really that concerned about it. All right. But that'll be Saturday. I think the original forecast out there was not great. Now it looks like it's going to be all right. It may shower like for a few minutes, but that's about it. So, you know, forecast change. They play on field turf anyway out there. I don't know if it's in as bad a shape as Minnesota's was. Minnesota's, they need to replace that turf. It's a beautiful stadium, but, you know, after a while, like anything, it just wears out. It's like the interim tag that wears out. Oh, I'm sorry. Different story.
Saw what you did there.
You always do.
Well, here, most of the time.
This station in Cleveland, it's just like they've sent me 4 text messages about being on tomorrow's show.
You got me on the show. What time are you going to be? When can you be on?
Like, I don't know. I'm really, you know, I'll get back to you. Yeah, that'd be fine. I'll get back to you.
And the other radio outfit not a couple weeks ago that wanted you to hop on Saturday morning after 10:30 before the Minnesota game.
Oh, yeah, that was a beauty. I said, you do know we're on the air at 10:30, right? Huh? Well, could we go at 9:30? I said, no, I'm on the bus going to the game. No. okay. It's great. How old are you? Covered any games in your lifetime? No. Just wondering. Ever make a road trip? We want you on Saturday morning. Really? You do know what time the game kicks off, right?
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.